This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Mycardis, active ingredient, telmisartan. This leaflet provides important information about using Mycardis. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Mycardis. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Mycardis? Mycardis contains the active ingredient telmisartan. Telmisartan belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin II receptor blockers. Angiotensin II is a substance in the body which causes blood vessels to narrow, thus increasing blood pressure. Telmisartan works by blocking the effect of angiotensin II. When the effect of angiotensin II is blocked, your blood vessels relax and your blood pressure goes down. Mycardis may be used either alone or in combination with other medicines used to treat high blood pressure. Mycardis is used to treat high blood pressure, also called hypertension, prevent cardiovascular complications, including death due to cardiovascular causes, in patients older than 55 years of age with coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, previous stroke, previous transient ischemic attack, TIA, or high-risk diabetes with evidence of end-organ damage, treatment of hypertension. Mycardis is used to lower high blood pressure, hypertension. Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps your blood move around your body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or worried you are. You have hypertension, high blood pressure, when your blood pressure stays higher than normal, even when you are calm or relaxed. There are usually no signs of hypertension. The only way of knowing that you have hypertension is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems, including stroke, heart disease and kidney failure. Prevention of cardiovascular complications, including death due to cardiovascular causes. Mycardis is also used to prevent cardiovascular complications, including death due to cardiovascular causes, that may arise in high-risk patients older than 55 years of age. Examples include heart attack, stroke, death caused by heart diseases, or hospitalization due to heart failure, a condition which can cause shortness of breath, or ankle swelling. Patients who may be considered at high risk of developing cardiovascular complications, or at high risk of death due to cardiovascular causes, are those aged 55 or more who have problems such as coronary artery disease, a heart disease caused by poor blood flow in the blood vessels of the heart, peripheral vascular disease, poor circulation in the hands or feet, previous stroke, previous transient ischemic attack, TIA, or diabetes with additional high-risk factors and evidence of end-organ damage, e.g. damage occurring in the kidneys, heart, brain, or eyes. Your doctor can tell you if you are at high risk of developing cardiovascular complications, or if you are at high risk of death due to cardiovascular causes. Your doctor may have prescribed Mycardis for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Mycardis has been prescribed for you. Mycardis is not addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I use Mycardis? Warnings. Do not use Mycardis if you have an allergy to any medicine containing telmisartan, the active ingredient in Mycardis, or any other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not use Mycardis if you have a rare hereditary condition of fructose intolerance. The maximum recommended daily dose of Mycardis contains approximately 338 mg of sorbitol. Do not give Mycardis to a child under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children and teenagers up to 18 years of age have not been established. Do not take Mycardis if you suffer from severe liver disease, biliary obstructive disorders, problem with the flow of bile from the gallbladder, diabetes, or kidney problems, and you are taking Aliskiren, a medicine used to treat high blood pressure. Do not take my card is after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Do not take MyCardis if the tablets are discolored. If you are not sure whether you should start taking MyCardis, talk to your doctor. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take MyCardis if you are pregnant. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Like other similar medicines, it may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Do not breastfeed if you are taking MyCardis. Talk to your doctor if you breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if telmisartan, the active ingredient in MyCardis, passes into breast milk, and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: kidney problems, liver problems, heart problems, diabetes, a condition known as primary hyperaldosteronism, raised aldosterone levels, also known as Kohn's syndrome, fructose intolerance, recent severe diarrhea or vomiting. Tell your doctor if you are following a very low salt diet. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell your doctor before you start using MyCardis. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with MyCardis and affect how it works. Ramipril, or any other medicines used to treat high blood pressure or heart problems. Potassium supplements, or potassium-containing salt substitutes. Medicines, or salt substitutes which may increase your potassium levels. Diuretics, or fluid tablets, medicines used to help the kidneys get rid of salt and water by increasing the amount of urine produced. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents such as aspirin, or ibuprofen, medicines used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation including arthritis. Lithium, a medicine used to treat certain mental illnesses. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure. Trimethoprim, a medicine used to treat bacterial infections. Heparin, a medicine used to thin your blood. Corticosteroids, medicines used to treat inflammatory conditions. Immunosuppressants, such as cyclosporin or tacrolimus, medicines used to prevent organ rejection after transplantation. These medicines may be affected by MyCardis or may affect how well it works. Other medicines used to treat high blood pressure or medicines with blood pressure lowering potential may have an additive effect with MyCardis in lowering your blood pressure. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect MyCardis. How do I use MyCardis? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Your doctor or pharmacist will tell you how many tablets you will need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. If you do not understand the instructions on the label, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? For the treatment of hypertension, the usual dose of MyCardis for adults is 1 40 mg tablet once a day. If your blood pressure is still too high after 4 to 8 weeks of starting treatment, your doctor may increase your dose to 80 mg. For the prevention of cardiovascular complications, including death due to cardiovascular causes, the usual dose of MyCardis is 1 80 mg tablet once a day. Depending on how you respond to the treatment, your doctor may suggest a higher or lower dose. It is important to take MyCardis exactly as your doctor or pharmacist has told you. How to use MyCardis? Swallow the tablet whole with a full glass of water. When to use MyCardis? Take MyCardis at about the same time each day, either morning or evening. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. It does not matter if you take MyCardis before or after food. How long to use it? Continue taking MyCardis for as long as your doctor tells you. Follow the instructions provided and use myocarditis until your doctor tells you to stop. Myocarditis helps to control your high blood pressure and or prevents you from developing cardiovascular complications, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking myocarditis every day, even if you feel well. People who have high blood pressure often feel well and do not notice any signs of this problem. If you forget to take myocarditis, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the dose as soon as you remember and then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting unwanted side effects. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much myocarditis, if you think that you have used too much myocarditis, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much myocarditis, you may feel dizzy, lightheaded, or faint. Your heartbeat may be faster or slower than usual. You may experience rapid, shallow breathing or cold, clammy skin. This is because your blood pressure is too low. What should I know while using myocarditis? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking myocarditis. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking myocarditis. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking myocarditis. Myocarditis may affect other medicines used during surgery. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking myocarditis. Tell your doctor if you feel that myocarditis is not helping in your condition. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken myocarditis exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking myocarditis or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not take myocarditis to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Things to be careful of. You may feel dizzy or lightheaded when you begin to take myocarditis, especially if you are also taking a diuretic or fluid tablet, or if you are dehydrated. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from a bed or chair, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. Talk to your doctor if this problem continues or gets worse. Drink plenty of water if you exercise, or if you sweat, or if the weather is hot. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how myocarditis affects you. Like other medicines used to treat high blood pressure, myocarditis may cause sleepiness, dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Looking after your medicine. Keep the tablets in the blister strip until it is time to take them. The blister pack protects the tablets from light and moisture. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight, and where temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep myocarditis where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking myocarditis or the expiry date has passed, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. Side effects related to an allergic skin reaction. Skin rash. Itchiness. Redness of the skin. Side effects related to the nervous system. Dizziness or lightheadedness when you stand up, especially when getting up from a sitting or lying position. dizziness or spinning sensation, fainting, feeling anxious, depression, gastrointestinal-related side effects, diarrhea, indigestion, stomach pain or discomfort, wind or excessive gas in the stomach or bowel, flatulence, blood-related side effects, symptoms that may indicate low sodium levels in the blood, such as headache, dizziness, confusion, forgetfulness, weakness, unsteadiness, or difficulty concentrating. Signs of anemia such as tiredness, being short of breath when exercising, dizziness and looking pale, bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal. Symptoms that may indicate an infection of the blood, such as high fever, chills, headache, confusion, and rapid breathing. Changes in your red or white blood cell levels, such changes are usually detected by a blood test. Symptoms of urinary tract infections, including cystitis, burning sensation when passing urine, pain in the pelvis or mid-back, urine that appears cloudy, straining or pain when passing urine, symptoms that indicate low blood sugar levels in the blood, sweating, weakness, hunger, dizziness, trembling, headache, numbness, especially in diabetic patients, symptoms that may indicate worsening kidney function, passing little or no urine, drowsiness, nausea, vomiting, breathlessness, loss of appetite, weakness, symptoms that may indicate high potassium levels in the blood, nausea, diarrhea, muscle weakness, changes in heart rhythm, other side effects, tiredness or weakness, flu-like symptoms, pain in the chest, upper respiratory tract infections, shortness of breath, back pain, aching muscles not caused by exercise, muscle spasms or leg cramps or leg pain, painful joints, tendon pain or tendonitis-like symptoms, trouble sleeping, fast or slow heartbeats, abnormal or blurred vision, increased sweating, dry mouth, abnormal liver functions. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Severe and sudden onset of itchy or raised skin rash, hives, or nettle rash. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. Mycardis is the brand name of your medicine. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Mycardis contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each Mycardis 40 mg tablet contains 40 mg telmisartan. Each Mycardis 80 mg tablet contains 80 mg telmisartan. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Povidone. Meglumine. Sodium hydroxide. Sorbitol. Magnesium stearate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Mycardis looks like. Mycardis tablets are available in two strengths. 40 mg and 80 mg tablets. Mycardis 40 mg, Ostau-6-8052. Tablets are white to off-white oblong tablets, marked with a Boehringer Ingelheim logo on one face and 51H on the other. Mycardis 80 mg, Ostau-6-8053. Tablets are white to off-white oblong tablets, marked with a Boehringer Ingelheim logo on one face and 52H on the other. Mycardis tablets are available in blister packs of 7, sample, 28 tablets and 56 and 98 tablets. Not currently distributed in Australia. Who distributes Mycardis? Mycardis tablets are supplied in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308. Sydney, Australia. www.boehringer-ingelheim.com.au. Micardis is a registered trademark of Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. 2025. This leaflet was prepared in May 2025.